This sheet is dedicated to Iluy Nishmosoi of Chaim Yisochor ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov. Chaim Feigenbaum should be a Melitz Yosha for his beautiful family, and we should only hear Besodas Tovus. The topic we will be discussing today is not related directly to this week's Parsha. However, it does have an indirect Kesher. In Parshas Baloischu, we read the Parsha of Ehi ben Asayahu Oroin v'yoymer Moshe, and the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Tesav Amid Beis, Kol Sefer Torah sheyesh ba lelaket pei hei oisiyas, 85 oisiyas, keneged Parshas v'Ehi ben Asayah, matzilen oisoy mipnei hagleiko. So it is from this sugya that we learn that even a Sefer Torah posul, as long as it has 85 oisiyas dispersed within the entire sefer, it still has sanctity, it still has a certain degree of kedusha, v'matzilen oisoy mipnei hadleike. So the topic we will be discussing today is generally the halacha of kvod sefer Torah, and in a more specific fashion, the din of a sefer Torah posul. What is the degree of kavod that we need to give a sefer Torah shenifsal, and various different halachos. We will also be discussing various shailos that I was asked throughout the years regarding sefer Torah posul, how we had to act towards a posul of sefer Torah. Throughout the years, I've been asked some interesting shailos. One was from the Koisel Hamarovi. The Koisel has many Sifrei Torah. It is only natural, because Srid Beis Mikdoshenu, Chazal say lo izoz ha-shchino misham, there are people throughout the entire Jewish world who see it as a tremendous schut that their Sefer Torah should be next to the Koisel Hamarovi. So there are many, many posel sforim in the possession of the Koisel Hamarovi, and the Koisel has no interest in investing money and fixing them up, because there are more than enough Mehudet Sforim. Are they entitled to sell these Sforim for a certain price to various different shuls who will invest the money to fix up those Sforim and be able to read in them? And the money that will be coming in for the sale of these Sforim will be dedicated either to Sifrei Kodesh or Sidurim or the needs at the Koisel Hamarovi. Similar question I was asked by the Rabbanut HaTzva'it, the Rabbinat of the Israeli military. Many, many Sforim that were brought to Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust from different camps and different congregations that were destroyed in Europe were brought to Eretz Yisrael. Many of them were given to the possession of the military, the IDF, and many, many Sforim are just in warehouses. And the question was the same. Basically, the army has enough Sifrei Torah, so could we sell those Sforim once again on the condition that they be fixed and used, and the money that would be coming in, the revenue, would be dedicated to buy tefillin for soldiers that have no families, and to be mezaka them in the mitzvah of tefillin. So we will be dealing with these questions as well. So let's start off the shiur with the Rambam, Perek Yud of Hilchas Sefer Torah. Perek Yud Alocha Beis Kosev Rambam Sefer Kosher Noyagam Bo Kedushia Seira VeKavod Gadol Kedushia Seira VeKavod Gadol. And therefore, the Rambam goes on and he writes, Oso lodem lemkor sefer Torah filo ein lo ma yochal. Only in two conditions can we sell a sefer Torah, either to have enough money to get married, lisa isha, or lilmod Torah. The Ramon Semen Reish Ayin, Sif Aleph, adds on, also for Pidyon Shvuim, because Pidyon Shvuim is defined by halachic category as pikuach nefesh. So the Rambam writes, sefer kosher, Noegem boy kedushia seira vekavod gadol. Is this a din diuraisa or a din derabbanan? This is a matter of argumentation between the achrayim. The Prima Godem in his introduction to Mishbetzei Zov Semen Kuf Nun Gimel Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, and the same svora is presented by the Bnei Yaino, B'nei Yonah is a great sefer written on Hilchas Stam in Yoredeya by the Kanfe Yonah, Rabbi Yonah Lansdorf, one of the Choshev Achroinim. Yoredeya Simereish Pei Beis, the B'nei Yonah says the same svara as the Prima Gordon. What is their svara? It is a din d'uraisa that we learn from a kal v'choymer, because in Shabbos Kuf, in Kiddushin, the Flamed Gimel Omid Beis, the Gemara says, how do we know that a person is supposed to stand before a Sefer Torah? When a Sefer Torah is taken out of the Aron HaKodesh, we all have to stand up. And the Gemara says, why? Mipnei lomdeyu kamin, mipneiha lo kol shekein. We have to stand up for a Talmud Chochem. Mipnei sefer tukim v'hadarto pnei zokim. So if you have to stand up for lomdei Torah, it is a kal v'choymer that you have to stand up for the Torah itself. So the Prima Gordim and the Bnei Yoyne both argue that the same Kal V'Choymer would also teach us the general rule of Kvoid Sefer Torah. Im et lamdeya tzarich lechabed et ha-Torah atzmo lo kol shekein. Because it is not only an issue of standing up, but generally we have to give kvod for Talmidei Chachamim. As Chazal teaches in many, many places. And this mitzvah is also based on the same posuk. B'pnei sevet takum v'hadarta p'nei zaken. So the same kal v'choymer that the Gemara says in Kiddushin Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, teaching us that one has to stand up for a Talmud Chochem, the same kal v'choymer would be mechayev, would obligate us to stand up for, not to stand up, but to be mechabed. The same Kal V'Choymer would be valid, teaching us that we have to be Mechabed Sefer Torah, because Im Et Lomdeya Tzarich Lechabed, Sefer Torah, Lo Kol Shekein. Gedulei Hegdish, also one of the major and important Sforim on Hilchas Stam. Reish Pei Beis on the Das Gedoishim, the Gedulei Hegdish argues it's only a mitzvah derabonon and not a mitzvah diuraisa. What is the source of this mitzvah derabonan? And why wouldn't it be a mitzvah d'oraisa? So argues the Gedulei Hegdish, this kal v'choymer is not a kal v'choymer gomel. And in many places in Shas, Chazal said kal v'choymer even though essentially is a mitzvah derabonan. Just an example, Brochas Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, when the Gemara says, how do we know that a person has to say Berchas Hanan, and they have to say a brocha before eating or before drinking? The Gemara says, Kal V'Choymer. Kal V'Choymer from Berchas Hamozen. Uma kishuhu saveya tzarich levarech, kishuhu ra'ev lo kol shekein. But nevertheless, in the conclusion of the sugya, we know that Berchas Hanan is only a derabonan. It's not a diuraisa. And the Gemara ultimately says that the source of Berchas Hanahenen is Kol Hanahenem Yodem as a Beli Brocha Kegoizel Asamokoyim Svorehi. So we find that Chazal say Kal V'Choymer even if it's not a Kal V'Choymer Gomer, and this is also the case with our Kal V'Choymer. Why? Why should we say so? Because in Malkas Daf Chof Beisum and Beis there's a different Gemara, and some of the Rishonim see a contradiction between the two Gemaras. The Gemara says in Malkas Chav Beis, Kama Tipshua Sharincha, how foolish people are, the Kaime Mekame Sefer Torah, Velo Kaime Mekame Gavre Rabbe. They stand up for a Sefer, and they don't stand up for a scholar, a Talmud Chochem, and that is a Tipshus, according to the Gemara. So this Gemara seems to indicate that the covet of a Talmud Chochem is greater than the covet of a Sefer Torah. And that is contrary to what the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to argue, that the covet of a Sefer Torah is a greater chiyuv than the covet of a Talmud Chochem. And therefore, the Gedulei Hegdish says it's not really a kal v'choymer gomer, and the mitzvah to be mechaved a Sefer Torah is only a mitzvah derabonon. However, I think the most important source in this issue is the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit. The Kiryas Sefer is one of the major commentaries of the Rambam, and in Perek Yud of Hilchas Sefer Torah, he says that the Chiyuv Timi Mechabe the Sefer Torah is a Chiyuv Diuraisa, Satam Velo Piresh. He doesn't say what that Chiyuv is, what is the source, what is the reasoning. However, he does say that it's a mitzvah Diuraisa. Regarding what seems to be a contradiction between the Gemara Kedush and Gemara Malkus, I don't think it really is a contradiction, because all the Gemara says in Malkus, How silly and foolish people are. They stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for Talmid Chachamim. That doesn't mean that the covenant of a Talmid Chacham is greater than the covenant of a Sefer Torah. To the opposite, to the contrary, I mean, after all, the Gemara Kedushin says a Kal V'Chomer. But after all, the two sides of the same coin, Habaha Talia, it's the same concept. So it doesn't make sense to stand up for a Sefer Torah and not to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, even though it's not a Kal V'Chomer, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, Kamet Tipshua Sharin She, the Kaimi Mikame Sefer Torah, V'lo Kaimi Mikame Gavri Rav. Actually, my understanding would be the cover that we have to give a Sefer Torah is the Uraisa. But we don't need a specific source. Isn't it natural? Isn't it obvious? Isn't it self-evident that we have to give a cover to a Sefer Torah? Every Sefer Torah is the embodiment, the manifestation of Torah Moshe. That is the entirety of Torah Shebichsav. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Isn't it self-evident that we have to be mechaved the Sefer Torah? And I think that is what the case of Mishnah indicates. Because on this halacha in the Rambam, when the Rambam writes, Sefer Kosher, Noya Gamboi Kedushi Yaseira V'Kavod Gadol, the case of Mishnah writes, Poshutu. This is a formulation the case of Mishnah uses from time to time. And I think it has great significance. Poshutu. It is a simple halacha. And I think this probably would be included, similar to what Chazal say in a few sources in Shas, Svaruhu, Poshutu. The Kesef Mishnah also quotes the Mishnah Masechet Ovis, Kol HaMechaved Es HaTorah Gufoy Mechubed Al HaBrias. However, it's a Svaru Pshut. Because every Sefer Torah symbolizes, it is a manifestation of the Kavod that we respect the Torah itself. The Torah that we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai. We have to note that the Lashon of the Rambam indicates that only a Sefer Torah kosher is essentially a Sefer Torah. Sefer kosher Noyeh Gamboi Kedushi Yaseira V'Kavod Gadol. And this follows Halacha Aleph, because this is Halacha Beis in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Sefer Torah. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Nimtzei Sul Lomeid She'esrim Dvorim Hem She'kol Achad Mem Poisul Sefer Torah. Those 20 rules are described at length in Perek Tes, and the Rambam starts Perek Yud. These are the 20 things that invalidated Pasul a Sefer Torah. And the Rambam writes, in this halacha, that any one of these 20 psulim that is poisel sefer Torah, ve'im nasa bo achad mehen, hareu kechumish min achumashim shemalamdem behem tinoikes, ve'im bo kedusha sefer Torah, ve'im korim bo berabim. So the Rambam says clearly, if the sefer has any of these 20 psulim, it is just like a chumash. Chumash menachamoshim shemalamdem bo tinoikis ve'ein bu kedusha sefer Torah. The Rambam writes the same aloha in Perek Zayin aloha Yud Alef, and aloha Yud Alef there's one additional word, a word of emphasis to drive it home and make it clear. כל הדברים האלו למצווה מן המובחר, ואם שינו לא פסל, אבל אם כתב מלא חסר, או חסר מלא, או שכתב מילה שהוא קרוב וכתב כקריאתה, and various different פסולים, הרי זה פסול, ואין בו קדוש הספר תורה כלל, אלא כחומש, מן החומשים שמלמדים בהם תינוקות. So in three different halachas, the Rambam writes, Apostle of Sefer Torah has no Kedusha Sefer Torah. To use the Rambam's Loshon, the Rambam's formulation, Ein bo Kedusha Sefer Torah klal, ela kechumish min achumashim shemalamdim bo tinokot. The same is found in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, Kuf Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel. So what a wonder, what a pillar it is. The Noide B'Yehuda, Madura Kama HaChaim, Siman, Tess. The Noide B'Yehuda was asked whether it is permissible to put a posel a Sefer Torah into the Yoren Kodesh right next to the kosher form. So the Noide B'Yehuda writes, first of all, Chazei ma'am edabar. That's what people do. Godel aminik. Obviously, it's mutar. The person that turned to the Noi Debiyuda asking this question brought an interesting raya. The Gemara says in Bava Basa, Naf Yudalet, Luchois v'shivrei luchois munachim ba'aron. So the shivrei luchos were in the Oron HaKodesh, in the Oron HaBris, Aron HaWedus, together with the luchos. In the same way, the Shoyal of the Noi Debiyuda argued, we could take a Posel HaSeifa and put it right next to a Kosher HaSeifa Torah. The Noi Debiyuda rejects this argument, then he says, nothing is similar to Luchos and Shivra Luchos. Masa Elokim, Michtav Elokim. We can't learn Dina Sefer Torah from Shivra Luchos. However, Chazal do learn, and that's a Gemara, Menoches Tzadik Tes, and other sources, his Aruba Koid Talmud Chochem Sheshachach Machmat Onso. A Talmud Chochem that either dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever it is, he forgot his learning. Nevertheless, we need to respect them because Luchos v'Shivra Luchos Munachim Baron. So, just as we give respect to the Shivra Luchos, in the same way, we have to respect the Talmud Chochem Sheshachach Talmudo Machamat Onso. So Chazal do learn from the fact that the Luchos were right next to the Shivra Luchos. Rules from totally different areas, like Talmud Chochem Sheshachach Talmudo Machamat Onso. So why can't we learn a din of Hilchos Sefer Torah? So the Noi Debiyuda goes into subtle chilukim to be mechalek between the two. But obviously the Noi Debiyuda wasn't aware that this is an argument we already find in Sefer Chassidim 1,000 years ago. Sefer Chassidim writes explicitly, Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel, I think it is. No. Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet. 934. Tov Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Sefer Chassidim writes, Luchos v'Shivra Luchos Menochem Ba'oren, and therefore one could put a Posel HaSeifa Torah in the Aron Kodesh right next to the Kosher HaSeifa Torah. That is not the main point I wanted to bring from the Noi Debiyuda. The Noi Debiyuda rejects the raya from Luchos v'Shivra Luchos. However, he says, I have a raya from Rashi that even a Posel HaSeifa Torah has Kedusha HaSeifa Torah, and therefore same Kedusha. You could put it right next to the Kosher form. Coming back to the Gemara with which we started today's Shia, Kol Talmud, Kol Sefer Torah, Sheyesh Bo Lelaket 85 Otiyot, Matzilin Mipnei Hadleika. Rashi writes, 85 Oisiyas, that is the Shiur Lamoid Bekidushosoy. So obviously, even Apostle Sefer Torah is Oimid Bekidushosoy, that is what the Noi Debiyuda writes. And it's a great Pella. The Noi Debiyuda found a Rashi Shabbos Kuf Tezvav, and he totally disregards Rambam, three different sources, Al Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam writes specifically, Sefer Torah Posel, Einoi Elak Chumish Menachumashim Shemalamdim Bo Tinokot, Ve'ein Bo Kedusha Sefer Torah Klal, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. So how could the Noi Debiyuda pask in accordance to a diak that he has in Rashi and reject Rambam and Shulchan Aruch? This question was presented to the Noi Debiyuda himself by his great Talmud, Rabbi Elozar Fleckless. He was a Talmud of the Noi Debiyuda and a member of the Noi Debiyuda's Beis Din in Prague, and he wrote a Sefer Shalas Tshuvas Tshuva Miyahavo. First volume, Siman Kuf Hei, he asked the Noi Debiyuda this question. And in Siman Kuf Vov, the Noi Debiyuda responds, a very brief and laconic response. And the Noi Debiyuda writes, well, it is true that Rambam writes that a Sefer Torah apostle doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, but lo le kol davar. It's not a across the board rule. Even apostle of Sefer Torah has Kedusha Sefer Torah regarding some inyonim. Satam velo piresh. That is the response of the Noi Debiyuda. I agree that regarding some halachas, even Apostle Sefer Torah has Kedusha Sefer Torah, but one cannot ignore the lashon of the Rambam, Kechumash Menachumashim Ve'ein Bo Kedusha Sefer Torah Klal. There are exceptions, but that is the general rule. I just want to make an interesting comment. One of the shaylos I mentioned before, could we sell a posel of sefer Torah to buy tefillin? Most of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel deals with the halacha of Malam Bekodesh Velo Moridin. And the big sugya in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. When you sell a chefzed kedusha, you cannot use the money to buy another chefzed kedusha that has a lesser kedusha. Malam Bekodesh Velo Moridin. So what is more kedusha? Apostle of Sefer Torah or Tefillin? Simen Reish Mem Sivov, it seems to be clear in Shulchan Aruch that a chumash shenase begelila has more kedusha than Tefillin, and that is regarding Hilchas Tznius. Chumash begelila, you need a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Regarding Tefillin, all you need is kli. B'toch Kli. So a Sefer Torah apostle, if the Rambam writes, has the Kedusha of a Chumash, L'choyer it's a Chumash Asui Begalila, because after all, the Sefer Torah is Begalila. Chumash also Begalila has more Kedusha than Tefillin. So how could we sell the Sefer Torah and buy Tefillin? Even if it's a apostle of Sefer Torah, still has the Kedusha of a Chumash, and Chumash Asui Begalila has more Kedusha than Tefillin. However, the lotion of the Rambam, Einoi elo kechumish menachumashim shemelamdim bo tinokot, seems to indicate that it doesn't have a high level of Kedusha. And the Noida B'Yehuda, not the one I mentioned before, Madurei Tinyona, Yoredei Semakufayin Dalad, and the last passage, the last few lines of the Tshuva, the Noida B'Yehuda writes, that the lotion of the Rambam indicates that a Sefer Torah apostle has less Kedusha than a Chumash Begalila. And that is why the Rambam is Marech Belshon, and he writes, Kechumish mena chumashim shemelamdim bo tinokot. And in accordance to that, Noida B'Yehuda, we could sell a posel of Sefer Torah and buy tefillin. That would not be considered a yirida in the level of Kedusha, but rather going up in the level of Kedusha. The basic question regarding selling a Sefer Torah. So what is clear on the Rambam, we started the shiur with that Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, the same in Tshuva Sari Vashtim in Reish Pei Hei, Apostle of Sefer Torah, there is no prohibition to sell. But nevertheless, we still have the rule of Malam B'Kodesh Velo Moridin. The general prohibition to sell a Sefer Torah is only a kosher Sefer Torah and not a apostle one. So obviously, whether it's the Kosel HaMerovi or the army, we are entitled to sell a Sefer Torah. And especially, if those Sforim was Posel HaSforim, and the purchasers, the one buying the Sforim, intend to fix them up and bring them back to the greatest level of Kedusha of a Sefer Torah and use them for Kriyas HaTorah. So not only would that be permissible, I think it would be a tremendous mitzvah. And we could also use the proceeds, the money coming in, to buy tefillin and be mezakeh, young soldiers, in the great mitzvah of anochas tefillin. The other question was, as in every modern, decent country, functioning by the rule of law, no government agency or government department could sell anything only with a mechraz. The selling has to be made in a public fashion to prevent corruption and deals being done under the table. Are we allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in a mechraz, in a mechira pombit, or what we describe in English as an auction? An interesting tshuva in Chacham Tzvi Siman Kuf Chof Gimel. The Chacham Tzvi said that the minig in Amsterdam was that when they had to sell a Sefer Torah, they did it by auction, in shul, in the presence of the entire kehillah, and whoever gave the highest bid, he got the Sefer. And the Chacham Tzvi totally rejects this minig, and he writes this in his Segomer, because in Safri Parshas Bahar, Chazal say, Eved Ivri, Ochichu Mebnei Asol, Lo Timkeru Memkeres Eved, you cannot sell a slave on auction. That is degrading, it's embarrassing, and therefore, even though once upon a time there were avodim, and avodim were sold, but not in a public auction. So the Chacham Tzvi argues, kal v'chomer, that we can't sell a Sefer Torah in that fashion because it's a bezoin to the Sefer Torah. Most of the Gedolim of the Chacham Tzvi's time in his generation rejected his opinion. Ponam Eiros, Chelek Gimel Simemem Gimel, Shvus Yankov Chelek Beisim and Tzadik Aleph. 100 years later, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Babad was the Rav of Tarnipol. His nephew was the famous Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Yosef Babad, who was his Memala Mokum in Tarnipol. Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Babad wrote an interesting Sefer named Sefer Yehoshua, Ksovim Vipsokim Simen Reish Aleph. And then Rabbi Yehuda Asad, Shalas Chuvas Yehudi Yala, Orechaim Lamed Gimel Yoredeus, Mishin Beis, all these Gedolim, four of them that I just mentioned, all reject the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi. And I think their argument is very powerful. One cannot draw a similarity between an Eved and a Sefer. Avodim are people with feelings. Sefer Torah is a Chefetz, Chefetz de Kedusha, but nevertheless still a Chefetz. It's not like an Eved. Well, those of you that read a bit about what slavery was like and about the feelings of slaves being sold down the Mississippi, how embarrassing and insulting and depraving and degrading that was, we could understand the issue of selling a slave in public, putting him on the block, and having people standing and each of them pushing and shoving and poking his fingers here and there to check, you know, what the Eved is like. So that is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Sefer Torah is an Aron HaKodesh. We just make a public sale to generate more funds. That would not be a bezoin. Especially in our time when, you know, if you have some potatoes to sell, you don't go to Sotheby's, but you have something especially precious, like the Brumberg Shas, then you go to an auction house. So that definitely would not be considered derech bezoyin. And therefore, most of the Achroinim maintain that when we sell a Sefer Torah, the proper way should be selling it publicly to the highest bidder, just like we sell aliyahs in shuls, and that would probably be the most acceptable fashion. Shelo kedivrei HaChacham Tzvi, and therefore, my psak would be that if we sell Sefer Torah, then we should sell them for the highest bidder. So the Chacham Tzvi and his Balei Plukta deal with kosher form. We're dealing with posulus form, and so definitely one could be makel and say this would be the proper way to sell a Sefer Torah. Another question I dealt with in the past was, could we sell a Sefer Torah to a museum for public display? And this question would be twofold. Could we sell a Sefer Torah to a non-Jew? And is it the covet for a Sefer Torah to be put on public display? So that is a double question. Question number one, could we sell a Sefer Torah to a non-Jew? If it's a kosher Sefer Torah, definitely not. Because of the kosher Sefer Torah, you need to perform Kriyas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to be done. That definitely would be a bezoin for a Sefer Torah. Selling it to a non-Jew, especially to put on public display. I just want to mention a Rashi. When Avraham Avinu bought Sde HaMachpelu, Vayokam HaSoda, Rashi writes, Tkuma Hoysalo, שיוצא מחל ראשו ונכנס לרשוס צדק. So taking a kosher Sefer Torah instead of holding it in your own Kodesh בדרך כבוד, selling it to a non-Jew definitely would be considered a bezoin for the Sefer Torah and bittul mitzvosoi, and therefore that should not be done. However, when we're dealing with a posel sefer, maybe that would be different. So on Simei Reish Tzadik Aleph Siv Beis, the Ramah brings that one cannot sell a mezuzah to a goy. If a mezuzah cannot be sold to a goy, kal v'chomer a sefer Torah. However, the source of this halacha is in Maharil. And in Maharil Hilchas Mezuzah, the Ramah gives two reasons why we can't sell a mezuzah to a goy. Number one, maybe Yagi Aladi Bezoyin. Number two, he'll put mezuzah on his door. People will think that this house is a Jewish home, and they might mistake him for a Jew. And then there could be various mechsholes. So what we learn from the Maharil is that there is no Issa Be'etzem Misirat Mezuzah Chefzet Kedusha to a non-Jew. It is only because either the mezuzah will be Magir Devizoyen or he will be mistaken for a Jew. Yerushalmi Pei Adalad Amadalaf, the Gemara tells the story of Rebbe and Artavon. Artavon obviously was a Roman nobleman. He was a friend of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, just like Antoninus was a friend of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Artavon sent Rebbe a diamond, a precious stone, a gem. And Artavon asked Rebbe, please send me a gift, send me a souvenir, a Jewish gift. He sent him a mezuzah. Artavon sends Rebbe a message. I gave you a precious stone that's worth $50,000. You sent me a piece of parchment. What is it? Rebbe says, Kol chafotzecho leyishvabo. What I sent you was worth more than all the precious stones in the world. Far more than that. What you sent me, I have to guarantee and guard. What I sent you guards you. You didn't have to look after the mezuzah will look after you. So obviously Rebbe gave a mezuzah to Artavon. Some Achronim say it was a posel mezuzah. I don't think so. Because Rebbe, like all Gedolei Yisrael, was honest and straightforward. He would never deceive a person. And he told Artavon, this mezuzah will guard you in your home. If it's a posel mezuzah, gives no shmira. So this proves that there is no Issar in giving a mezuzah or a chefetz de kedusha to a non-Jew. It's a big pella that Pnei Moshe writes that Artavon was a Jew, one of the Jewish noblemen. Who was Artavon? Seder HaDoiris, Ha'elef HaRevi'i. I think it's tough, Dalet. Sefer HaDoiris writes that Artavon was a Roman king 100 years before the Churban. Obviously, that was not Artavon, Rebbe's friend, who lived hundreds of years later. But most Achronim assume, probably, one of the Roman noblemen. Maybe a warrior. Artavon is not a Jewish name. But I already wrote in the first Siman, Minchas Oshachum Mishamois, that we find many Jews that had Greek names, Roman names. In Yumedaf, Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Artavon Echad Haya Boidik Tfilin Mezuzis. So obviously, that Artavon was a Jew. Rashi writes, Artavon Achad, either that was his personal name, or the name of his profession. Rabbi Yankov Emden, the Hagoas, writes, Artavon Achad proves it wasn't a personal name, but rather a name of a profession. Maybe Artavon means a nobleman. I don't know. The Meretz Chayes also deals in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph who that Artavan was. But anyway, according to the Pnei Moshe, Artavan that got the mezuzah from Rebbe was Jewish. Many other Achloinim Akron Reb Yanka Vemden, Chelik Beis, Shila Siavetz, Simakuf Chof Aleph, took it for granted that the Artavan was a Roman, a Goy. So Reb Yanka Vemden writes, when there is no Cheshash Bezoyin, we could give a mezuzah to a non-Jew, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's no Isser involved. Berke Yosef de Chidos in Mareish Pe Aleph in Yoredeya brings a machlokes between the Ginnes Vodim and the Radbaz, whether we could give a Sefer Torah to Karaim, to Karaites. Ginnes Vodim Asar, Radbaz Itir. But even the Ginnes Vodim isn't Oysom et Tzadik Aradim just because we should reject them and have no kesher with them. We shouldn't encourage them in any way. Another interesting source is the Stei Chemed, Klolim, Ot Aleph, bringing a psak from the Yeshuas Yankov. There was a non-Jewish courthouse that asked the Jewish communities to sell them a Sefer Torah, and they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on display in the entrance to the courthouse to honor the court. And the Yeshuas Yankov paskin that we could sell them that Sefer Torah because it is clear that it won't be magia de bezoyin. They will keep it in an honorable fashion, and the Yeshuas Yankov was makel. So these sources seem to indicate that in some circumstances we are entitled to sell a Sefer Torah or a mezuzah to non-Jewish people. However, we don't have strong rayas. The story with Artavon, as we explained before, some sources argue that he was a Jew and not a non-Jew. I mentioned Rashi, Tkuma Hoysalot, Shiatza Meshut Rasha V'Nechnas L'Shut Tzadik. There's a din of Tfilas Kelim. When we buy Kelim from a non-Jew, we have to be Tovel them. And the Yerushalmi in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah seems to indicate that it's like Tfilas Gerus. So we do find some sources that when a thing leaves the possession of a non-Jew coming to the possession of a Jew, in a way it is elevated, and therefore it's over here and whether we should sell a Sefer Torah to a non-Jew. The other question, is it a bezoyin to put a Sefer Torah on display? Rav Moshe has an interesting tshiva, Igros Moshe Achaim, Chelik Dalet Simelamet Ches, dealing with a Sefer Torah that was desecrated by the Nazis, and it was on display in some museum or somewhere. And Rav Moshe was asked whether that would be considered a bezoyin for the Sefer Torah, and he says no, especially if the Sefer Torah is on display. We should remember, Zochar Sasharos Alechu HaMolek, there's nothing wrong with that. And Rav Moshe says that is legitimate. So obviously, Rav Moshe did not see a major problem in the fact that a Sefer Torah, a posel Sefer Torah, is not in the Yom Kodesh, but rather in a glass box on display. I myself am not totally confident whether that is the right thing to do. In Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Lamedtes, Be'esa hi sholach merodach baladan ben baladan melech bovel sfarim v'minchal cheskiyahu v'yishma ki chala v'yechazak v'yismach aleim cheskiyahu v'yareim mezbeis nechso es hakesef es hazov es habesomim. כל אשר נמצא באוצרותיו, לא היה דבר אשר לא הראה יחזקיהו ובייסו ובכל ממשלתו. ונובי ישעיהו comes before חזקיהו המלך, and he gives him תוכחו, and actually a curse from הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויומי ישעיהו אל חזקיהו שמע דבר השם צבוקויס, הנה ימים באים וניסו כל אשר בביסכו, ואשר עצרו אבותיך עד היום הזה, Bavel lo yivater davar amar Hashem. Rashi Posse Gimel writes that he showed the Goyim a Sefer Torah, seeming to indicate that because of Kedusha Sefer Torah, one should not display a Sefer Torah to non-Jewish people, even to a king. Would that prove that it's wrong, that it would be considered an Aveda, putting a Sefer Torah on display for non-Jewish people to see? Not necessarily. Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, Perek Nun Beis, Eliyahu, Tonet de Bi Eliyahu, Perek Ches, Yalkut Shemoni Sefer Malachim. These three sources, all of them are sources of Chazal, say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech opened up the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Aroina Bris, and he showed the Gentiles the Luchos and the Sefer Torah that was in the Yoreh. That was the transgression. Because these three sources are from Chazal, I would argue Rashi is usually based on the tradition of Chazal, and therefore when Rashi says Sefer Torah, he refers to the Sefer Torah that was in the Aroin Oedis in Kodesh HaKodesh. That is what Rashi writes in Sefer Malachim, Malachim Beis, Perek Chof Posek Yud Gimel, that he opened the Oren and he showed them the Oren, the Luchas, and the Sefer Torah. So, Kedei Shelo Yisteru Divrei Rashi Yelu Eseilu, it is reasonable to argue that that is also the Kavon of Rashi in Sefer Yeshayahu, which means that we could be no raya from here, that just putting a Sefer Torah on display to non-Jewish people would be considered an aveda. There also would be a chilek between a Sefer Torah kosher and a Sefer Torah posel. So the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech obviously was a kosher Sefer Torah, not a posel Sefer Torah that only has the kedusha of Chumash. Nevertheless, because we're dealing with a Sefer Torah, I doubt that that would be the right thing to do. Sheval Taisa Odef, a posel Sefer Torah should be either Begeniza or in the Oren Kodesh, right next to the kosher Sefer Torah. So we discussed today various different halachas regarding Kvoid Sefer Torah v'Kiddusha Osoi, primarily dealing with the level of Kiddusha and the different halachas of a Sefer Torah posel. We know from many sources that every Yiddish neshama has a kesher with an ois of a Sefer Torah. As we learn in Nefesh HaChaim from Rab Chaim Evaloshin Perek Daled, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Shar Daled, Perek Yud Aleph, Kedushas Levi, Parshas Bamidbo. Kedushas Levi, the Baditcher on one hand, Rab Chaim of Elozhen and Nefesh HaChaim on the other. That is a winning team, the best coalition possible. Especially if we also have the Pnei Yeshua on board, Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin Daf Lamed. Yesh Shishim Ribei Oisiyas LeToiro, that is new Traikon of Yisroel. So these three Gedolei Olam, the Pnei Yeshua, Rebbe Levi Yitzchok of Baditcher and Rebbe Chaim of Elozhen, explained that every Yiddish neshama has a kesher with one of the Oisiyas HaToiro. Taklen Chadatin is a Sefer HaMesechet Shkolim, a Sefer authored by Rabbi Yisrael Meshkolav, one of the great disciples of the Gro. And Eshkolim Daf Yud Gimeli explains why was Rabbi Kiva kosher ksorim le'oisiyas HaToiro. He explains that every Jewish neshama is yonik its chius from the oisiyas of the Torah. The neshamas of Gerim have their chius from the tagin shebi oisiyas. Because the tagin, the ksorim, are in addition to the oisiyas, the way Gerim are in addition to Klal Yisrael. And because Rabbi Kiva was Mezera Gerim, and therefore he was Kosher Ktorim, La'oisiyas HaToyra. Whenever we come to Achnos HaSefer Torah, or each and every year Simchas Torah, the Simcha is so great, and I'm always fascinated by the fact that Simchas Torah, we actually dance more than we dance at our children's weddings. I think when a Jew takes a Sefer Torah into his arms, into his embrace, hugging and kissing and dancing with that Sefer Torah, something mysterious happens in the depths of his soul, in the depths of his neshama. Because every neshama is kosher to the Sefer Torah, to the letters in the Sefer Torah. The Beis Halevi comments in the introduction to the Tshuvas Beis Halevi that the body of a Talmid Chochom has Kedushas Agvil. Just like the parchment holds the Oisius, the body holds the Neshama. So each and every one of us has a Kesher with the Sefer Torah. And it is not just a emotional or coincidence that Chazal say, every Jew is like a Sefer Torah. In Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, Chazal tell the tragic and awe-inspiring story of Reb Chanina ben Taradian, one of the Aseres Haruga Malchus that was burnt at stake, wrapped in a Sefer Torah. One of the Aseres Haruga Malchus, the Gemara says, Reb Chanina ben Taradian was Makal Kehilas Barabim, just like Reb Akiva. And he was caught by the Romans, wrapped up in a Sefer Torah, and burned. And his disciples standing around him, they ask him, Rabbi, ma ata ro'eh? And he responds, Ani ro'eh, gevilei nesrafim, v'otiyot porchot ba'avio. Tosfos explains, why did they think he's seeing something? Why did they ask, ma ata ro'eh? Tosfos explains, היה נראה להם שיש לו לראות שום דבר תימו, מלוכם או דבר אחר. They assume that probably he sees something. Something beyond the realm of nature. Angels or something else. Libby Yoimeli, maybe an additional interpretation. They asked Rabbi Matarwe, not with your eyes, but with your heart, with your soul, with your neshama. Do we stand a chance? How do you see our future? Hayesh tikvah la'achriseinu, hayesh sachar lepo'uloseinu. And he responds, Kendalach, don't be heartbroken. Don't be heartbroken. Gvilen eschofin, otiyot porchot. They could burn our bodies, but they can't destroy the Yiddish neshama. Nobody could destroy the neshama of Klal Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, Am Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, Kvar Avtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Elo Yisrael Shochach Mipi Zaro, Gvilen Eschofen, Otiyot Parchot Ba'avio. They think they could destroy the Yiddish Neshama. They think they have the final solution. No, it is not to be. Have Betochen Kindalach, Gvilen Eschofen, Otiyot Parchot Ba'avio. Porchot in Lashon Kodesh has a dual meaning, two different interpretations and translations. Otiyot Porchot means Porchot Bavir, flying in the air, blowing in the wind. Porchot also means blossoming. Those Oisius, Sheparchu Bavir Kasher Agvilin Yisrofim, will once again in the future blossom and bring forth fruit. Our parents 70 years ago were in hell, in the inferno of the Holocaust. They, wrapped in a Sefer Torah, were burnt and tortured and annihilated and destroyed. But they believed and they said, Ma ata ro'eh? Gvilei nesrafim, otiyot porchot ba'avio. Our generation saw those Oisius HaTorah, those Yiddish Neshamis, once again coming to fruition, blossoming and bringing forth an abundance of beauty, an abundance of fruit, an abundance of Ahavas Torah, Ahavas Hashem, and Ahavas Yisrael. What a privilege it is to live and to see this all. In the schus of the Mesuras Nefesh, we are zeiche to see one generation after another of God-fearing and Torah-loving Jews. Baruch Hashem. In the schus of Torah, we should all be zeiche to have nachas from our children, to hear besedes tovus. Bekorav b'yomeinu, we should be zeiche to see Yeshuas Yisrael, Biyas Goel Tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.